Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Good morning. Good afternoon, good evening, good day, good week, good month, good year, everybody. Welcome to the No BS Bishop. I'm Bishop Randy Dean. I am Alive to Love. That's the subtitle of this broadcast. The No BS Bishop, Alive to Love. I believe lesser values than love are the slippery slope into BS. You can call that bait and switch if you like, if that'll make it easier for you to swallow, or you can just go for whatever BS really means. There's no such thing as loving and being manipulative. There's no such thing as being loving and talking behind people's backs about them in a negative way. There's no such thing as that. That's just BS. There's no such thing as loving and being one person one day with somebody and another person the next day behind their back or outside of their view or outside of their influence. Love is love is love is love. When we love the same all the time, whether we're in the presence of someone or we're not. Love is consistent. Love is solid. Love lives large where it is welcomed. And when it lives large by that welcome, love becomes all-encompassing. Love isn't here today, gone tomorrow. Love isn't high and low. Love is a steady. Now, I do understand as much as I think I can express in my own vulnerability. I understand we are all imperfect in our love. We all make terrible mistakes with our love. My purpose here is to bring to you 50 years of pastoral counsel, to share with you the very best notions and truths and counsel that I can out of my own experience of the push toward, the pilgrimage toward love. I'm not perfect at it, but I am a pilgrim. I am progressing. It is not my goal to just slough it off as if, well, you know, nobody will ever get it down right. Let's just take it easy on ourselves. I refuse to give in to that lazy notion. That's a lazy notion that will keep us all absolutely handstrung. Our hands will be tied if we give in to that lazy notion. It's time for people to be serious. It's time for me. Let me put it first in my corner. To just sit down with as many people as I can sit with, whether by this radio broadcast or some other means that I have as a pastor of 50 years, to share with people what it means to be on a pilgrimage of love, how to climb that mountain, to stop giving yourself the excuse that nobody can ever do it right, and to make sure that you're at least giving one day at a time as right as you know how. So get comfortable, get a cup of coffee. I want you to relax and join me in this counsel. I want to talk to you about a quote by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. This coming Monday, the 17th of January, this is 2022, the 17th of January is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I've celebrated this man's life from the earliest moments of my discovery of his books and his sermons, his writings. They always inspired me. I didn't know why early on in my life in middle school, but I simply knew that this was a man of intelligence, integrity, the capacity to plumb the depth of certain truths that needed to be plumbed. And so I have routinely held on to what he has said. And here's a quote by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. that I live by and love. If you want to be important, wonderful. If you want to be recognized, wonderful. If you want to be great, wonderful. You only need a heart full of grace, a soul generated by love. It's those last few words of that quote that I want to focus on today. A soul generated by love. I believe that Dr. King had this uncanny and unique capacity for gathering words together as if he was a beekeeper. You know, all those bees are flying everywhere. You know, in the English language, we have tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of words, and all those words are powerful and meaningful all by themselves, but when you gather them together and bring them into the hive, you're going to get some honey out of that that collection of words. And Dr. King had that uncanny gift of being able to gather all those words into the beehive of truth. He stood for and lived by that last phrase, a soul generated by love. What does it take to live by a soul generated by love? I don't have any necessary list in mind, but I do have a collection of thoughts, and I just pray that you'll just settle yourself and join me in as I share those thoughts. To be a soul generated by love is to follow the words that I began with here earlier, that we determine that my love is going to be my love today, tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. To recognize that love isn't something that I turn on and off whenever I need it. Love is not this light switch that I think, well, today I better be loving. I would recommend that that's an impoverished way to love. I would recommend that you see it as an impoverished way of loving. To see love as something that you'll need one day and the next day you don't is to completely misunderstand what it means to be a soul generated by love. Determine somewhere in your thinking, somewhere in your writing, if you keep a journal, if you write notes to yourself that you keep in some kind of integrity that you follow along. Make a commitment that your life will be lived by love alone. That's the subtitle here, Love Alone. I'm alive to love, to see that being alive is to love and to sustain an embrace of what love is, to sustain a daily sense that my love must be something that is viewed as non-optional equipment. This is not like when you go buy a car and you say, "Gosh, I sure hope it has heated seats. I'm gonna go buy my life, and I sure hope that I can have a warm heart once in a while." Let's determine, shall we? Let's make some powerful resolutions and resolve. I think that word resolve is probably the best to gather it up. Let's make a resolve that I'll live by love, that I'll let my soul be generated by love, that I'm going to let my soul be that which is inside me, my spiritual being, my role as a person of spirit and faith. What, you know, I don't care what church you go to, what faith you're embracing. I'm just saying that whatever it is, if love is not at the taproot of it, if love is not generating your spirituality, your faith, your religious behaviors, then what you're doing is, oh, at very best, it's short-sighted, and at very worst, it's hypocritical. Don't be that person. I know, I've been that person. I've lived in that kind of hypocrisy. More years or days or weeks and months than I care to recall, but I came to some conclusion, and over the years, I've come to this conclusion. And pastoring people, I recognize that there are certain qualitative decisions that can be made that are your true north. It's your North Star. It's your sunrise. It's your sunset. It's that thing that maintains the juice of your living. It maintains your decision making. It maintains your view of people. It maintains your angry moments, really, because you can be angry and sin not. Scripture tells us, be angry and sin not. But understanding that if I don't sustain a bedrock under my footsteps of love, then I can be angry and sin all over the place. I can be angry about all the right things. You know, there's some things that just are horrible, some crimes, some betrayals that are horrific. But if love does not sustain me, well, then my anger and my rage is just that, and it's no different than the rage of a murderer or a thief. It's hypocritical. We're being invited to a love that can take rage and hold anger and hold in a place of being able to be productive with it and not destructive with it. If you're offered a magic pill, then this magic pill says you'll never, No matter how weak or strong you may be or up or down you may be, you'll never make another mistake. If you could take that magic pill, wouldn't you? Of course you would. I would. And if you could take that pill that would say, look, even if today you get completely betrayed and completely abused and completely thrown to the side by somebody that you thought you could count on, you'll still be okay if you just love. If you'll just love. If you'll simply and straightforwardly let your soul be generated by love. Once again, the quote I'm working from, if you joined late, here's from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. when he said, if you want to be important, wonderful. If you want to be recognized, wonderful. If you want to be great, wonderful. You only need a heart full of grace, a soul generated by love. There's some irony dripping in there, isn't there? If you want to be great, if you want to be recognized, oh, wonderful. Oh, here's all you need. This is just it. This is simple. Yeah, there's irony in his words. You only need a heart full of grace, a soul generated by love. There's a little bit of sarcasm in there, just a tiny bit of a catch-22. If you want to be great, you want to be all these wonderful things, fine, just do two things. Let you just be full of grace and let your heart be generated, your soul be generated by love. So I'm captivated by this story of Dr. Martin Luther King because I know that he was betrayed. He was physically attacked. He was stabbed. He ended up being assassinated. His home was firebombed by hateful, angry people. His life was threatened routinely. He lived in a time when it was physically harmful to have the kind of convictions of love that he carried. And when I read the stories and when I see the truths that he wrote, I recognize that his quote here, to be a soul generated by love, is not so, just so many words, it's his lifestyle. And that's how I described earlier. When we wake up in the morning, it's important, it's imperative that we learn the rhythm. Now this is what I'm here in this broadcast every week about. Learning the rhythm of love, knowing that love is non-optional equipment. It's like making sure when you buy a car, it does have a steering wheel, all right? It does have an accelerator. It does have tires. Those are non-optional equipments on a car. Optional equipment is air conditioning, you know, electric windows, seated heats, heated seats. Those are optional, and they're nice to have. They're great, but you can still drive somewhere without them. You can't go anywhere without a steering wheel. You can't go anywhere without tires. You can't go anywhere without an engine. And those are non-optional. Love is non-optional in your life. Finding the way to establish yourself in that kind of thinking, that kind of posture, and that kind of determination is what Dr. King is meaning when he says a soul generated by love. So today I'm inviting you to that generation of love inside of you, that every day you're not flipping a switch saying, boy, I'm going to need love today. No, when you wake up, you know somewhere you've passed over that river. You've crossed the river over into the shoreline of love alone is credible. Love alone is why I'm alive. And then when you live there, you don't have other choices along the way. You can't say, look, love, I'm done with you for today. I've got to be mad. I've got to be angry, and I'm going to sin, and I don't care. But see, that's where you have still, and I still, have to continue that pursuit of a soul generated by love. I have a dear friend right now who's in a long-term nursing care, and this gentleman and I have spent 33 years of life together. We've traveled multiple times to mission fields. We've traveled to places near and far together. He and I have run in running competitions, you know, 5K, 10K. I think maybe another one was a little longer. This gentleman is older than me, and I got to tell you, this guy was always faster than me in any race we ran. I also recognize that this man, I think I can say it here. His name is Alan Winke. This man was the person most like Jesus I've ever met in my life. That doesn't mean he's perfect, because I did see some of his imperfections. He rented our pasture from us for a while, so I saw him get mad at some of his cattle. But you know what? I knew that if he was mad at his cattle, he could turn around and smile at me and ask me how I was doing. So I know this gentleman well. I know him because we've stayed multiple nights together in different motels and hotels in order to be able to attend certain conferences and conventions. And when we went to mission field trips, he and I would often share a room together, because that's just, I mean, he was the kind of person I knew I could trust in a shared situation like that, because he was steady. He never varied in his respect and love for me. Now, being said, I'm watching him in the latter years of his life now, and he's had some physical issues, and obviously age it's taken its toll on him, and he's quite vacant mentally. He's quite vacant. I can't say, and nobody can say what's on behind those eyes, but I know those eyes look very vacant, and it's sad. But you know, because this man did not have a one day of love and the next day not, because this man had a soul generated by love, what I know is that what's happening behind those eyes now, however affected by his physical limitations they may be, I know this man is a lover. I know this man has love. I know this man is not hating me behind those eyes. I know this man is not ready to pounce on me behind those eyes. What I know about this man is, no matter what has happened to him medically, I know in his soul there is still the furnace of love burning. That causes me to say once again to you here today, as you join with me, and you know, I'm recording this, and he may have passed on, he may have walked on from this life by the time this is broadcast, I don't know. But I know this, I know that whether he is alive or past when this is broadcast, I know this, his soul was generated by love. And when he passes, when he walks on, I know that he will see the greatest, most beautiful, magnificent, Grand Canyon-like magnificence of love when his eyes open in the next phase of his life. You know, we as Christians believe that if you have faith in Christ, you'll never die. And faith in Christ can be just as tiny as a little mustard seed. So I give a broad stroke to that myself. And when I see that people are struggling in this world, I know that when they walk on, they'll look into the eyes of infinite, eternal, magnificent, gigantic, galaxy-sized, universe-sized love. Those eyes will look back with love that you can't even begin right now to describe. And even in that moment, I doubt that anybody could describe it. I've often said that when you meditate, you should, if you need to, close your eyes and imagine opening them and looking into the face of the most magnificent love you can possibly dream of. Just to have this fantasy of love that looks back at you with significant power, overreaching, transcendent, existential power. And it's so gripping in its love that you know that when you have passed from this life, when you have walked on in this life, that love is greeting you in that place where you have walked to. So this I know about my friend Alan, that no matter what he is capable of physically right now, mentally right now, I know that behind those eyes, there's still a soul generated by love. I'm convinced of it. So what I know is this. Now listen to me carefully. So if you're sitting there wondering, well, what will happen to me if I lose that physical capacity of connection to the people around me? What will happen to me? Will I love or will I not? And I can say to you, I think confidently, that what you do then is what you practice now. You will always be you behind those eyes. And so I would encourage you to decide today, to determine now, that you will be a soul generated by love. That no matter what your physical limitations might be, that no matter what your physical limitations might be, that love will be your king, your queen. Love will be your royal court that sets in its authority in your heart and in your soul. That love will generate your passions and your behaviors. That love is the taproot, the source, the furnace of what keeps you warm at night and warm during the day when reception around you is cold, when people are rejecting and betraying. Let love be your purpose to be alive. I'm alive to love. I'm alive to love. Lesser values than love to me are absolutely useless when it comes to leaving love as a secondary optional choice. It's non-optional equipment for those who would be, as Dr. King said, great. So when we live our life in this day of what you know to be true, in this day of what you know to be real, in this day, this one and only day right now, in what you know to be important and valuable, when you live your life in the full consciousness of your physical health, your spiritual health, your mental health, gather yourself right now, make this choice today. You know, this is not like a church service where they say all heads are bowed and eyes are closed and I want you to come forward and make a decision spiritually in terms of your eternal soul. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is making a decision for this day going forward for the rest of the days of your life, that your behavior, your actions, the taproot of your choices will be generated by love. I understand, and I want you to know I deeply understand how difficult that is. I truly do. I've lived in those pains. I've lived in those miseries. As I said earlier, I saw my dear friend Alan Winky, and my heart was breaking as I could tell. He didn't know me for sure, but here's what I know. I know him, and his memories are the memories that I carry. And so what I know is this is a man of love. And so what I want to be is that man of love going forward in my own life. And I'm challenging you to be that woman, that man, that boy, that girl of love, to be generated by love, that it puts you in a place of security when everything else is insecure. When others are not loving and they will fail in their love, just like you have failed and I have failed. And see, we never know from day to day or from moment to moment when our failure to love has caused some catastrophic something in someone's heart. We don't know that. But what we do know is that we can control our choice today. So I'm asking you to make a quality choice here along with me as you've heard me counsel you. Maybe you've listened to here before, but make a quality choice. And yes, if you need to make this choice again tomorrow, wonderful. Make it daily until somewhere along the way in this choice to be a soul generated by love, that as time proceeds, that you will have had the quantitative effect, the accumulation, the momentum starts to gather. And like an avalanche rolling down a mountain, like a waterfall spilling over a cliffside, like an ocean brimming in the winds and the beauty of its static, continual pounding against the shoreline and rising in the middle of the ocean to heights that just stagger the imagination. Make sure that on some level today, you begin that choice, you begin that process to gain that momentum, to gain, and so that it becomes like that first little, dump truck full of snow that rolls down a mountain. And then after that dump truck or pickup truck or just shovel full of snow comes down a mountain. Can you imagine with me watching that little bit of snow gather steam as gravity pulls it forward? Downward, I should say. And as it rolls down, it starts to gather other snowflakes. And it's not just, listen, an avalanche isn't one or two snowflakes. It's trillions upon trillions upon trillions. But because there was momentum that started it, then the power of that could not be stopped. I'm urging you to join me in being a soul generated by love. And it may start with one snowflake, but today, oh, little snowflake, let's go ahead and roll down this mountain, shall we? This world needs people whose soul is generated by love. Well, let's close today with a couple of practices that gives you the opportunity to let your soul be generated by love. And the first one is breathing. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying, breathing. It's like that one snowflake in the start of an avalanche. Breathing, one breath at a time. Giving attention to breathing well, breathing deeply. To calm yourself. On the count of three, I want you to breathe just as deep as you know how, as physically as you can, and concentrate on pulling that air deep down inside of you so that you are calm. On the count of three. One, two, three. Draw in deep. Hold it in there. And exhale. We don't have time here to do that for 5 minutes, but I'm giving you an example. This is your homework. This is the pop quiz of how to go forward and be a soul generated by love. Breathe deeply for about 5 minutes every day, at least, and calm your mind, still your emotions, steal your decision to be a lover, a soul generated by love. The second practice is looking somebody straight in the eye and giving them, I love you. Slow the words down one word at a time. I love you. You know, if it's a friend, I looked in my friend's eyes yesterday, Al, and I'm headed there now. And I'm going to look him in the eye no matter what is behind his eyes. I want him to know his love is behind my eyes. And I'm going to give it back to him and say, Alan, I love you. So if you're near somebody now, a spouse, a significant other, a friend, a grandparent, whoever it is, a grandchild, even if it's just your cat or your dog, gain their attention and give yourself the privilege of saying the three most magical words in the English language. I love you. Thanks for being here today with this episode of the No BS Bishop. Look me in the eye right now. Give me your attention and let me say to you, I love you. Now go out there and do something beautiful because, oh my goodness. Oh, baby, ugly is getting done to death. It's time for the people whose soul is generated by love to do something beautiful. God bless you.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.